apple-a-day.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it?
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
You better call me a doctor.
Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about your health. We'll talk about your life. Why? Because it's important. It matters. You matter. Our health is so many times our greatest wealth, and we have to understand that to be able to make new choices. And when it comes down to it, that is what matters. We're going to kick it off and go with Jane. Hi, Jane.
I went to the doctor with pain on my right side under my rib cage, and I had an ultrasound, and I did not have gallstones. It's mostly after I eat, and when I take a deep breath, it hurts. They did a nuclear test and found out that my gallbladder was functioning at 6%. And the pain isn't bad enough to have surgery just to relieve the pain. But I'm calling to find out if it's causing any damage to my system to have a gallbladder functioning at 6%. And if there's anything I can do besides surgery.
And there's a lot you can do, really. When it comes down to gallbladder, one thing you want to think about, there's a flush you can do, a gallbladder flush, that is pretty easy. Many times, if they say it's functioning at 6%, you know, depending on what they recommend treatment-wise, one thing you want to consider, easing up on the fat content in your diet just a little bit. Don't do a ton of carbohydrates, but keep it pretty balanced with the lower glycemic carbs for the most part. And there's some great enzymes, digestive enzymes that can be helpful. Hydrochloric acid is very helpful, too. Proteolytic enzymes can help break your proteins and fats down as well. So there's some keys that can be very helpful on the nutrition side. But it's about eating as well as you can, keeping the stress levels down, because we know that brain chemistry is directly linked. Low acetylcholine levels, well, acetylcholine drops when stress levels are up. And that's our number one brain chemical to keep everything communicating, keeping everybody happy. So when it drops, Eastern medicine says that there's a direct correlation with acetylcholine levels and the function of the gallbladder. So they kind of go hand in hand. But, you know, at the end of the day, when you're dealing with gallbladder function, you don't want to take it out unless you really have to, unless it's just an emergency. There's a blockage of the cystic duct, which that's really, really bad, by the way. Something like that, you've got to get it taken out. But otherwise, there's so many ways to really support it and to get the body functioning well again. So I encourage you to keep talking with your doctors about different options, and maybe even go see someone on the alternative side, like a naturopathic physician. They might be able to give you a little bit of a different twist to the situation. A lot of natural things you can do, but you need to be under the guidance of someone. Don't go read some article and start doing some juicing deal. Get under someone's care. It's important. 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to healthcoachradio.com. You want to get help with your health and go to the next level and find all the information there. Zithromax is now in the news. It's zithromycin, which is one of the world's best-selling antibiotics. It's used to treat or prevent certain bacterial infections that most common often cause ear infections, strep throat, pneumonia, bronchitis, and sinusitis. It's also effective against certain sexually transmitted diseases like chlamydia. Zithromax recently made headlines when the FDA warned patients who take the antibiotic who have certain risk factors may face life-threatening cardiac arrhythmias. The FDA urged doctors to consider the arrhythmia risk before ever prescribing this common antibiotic. And interesting. So if you've got any kind of heart arrhythmia, make sure to check it out and be careful with azithromycin. Very common. We use it in medicine all the time. It's used, but just make sure that you're real go easy on that one for sure. If you have any contraindications, which that's kind of a new one for folks to figure out. 888-283-7272. Food for the day. One of my favorite is carrots. Now, I like carrots raw, but carrots are amazing as far as a superfood or a power food, if you will. You can improve your vision with carrots. It's really amazing. Of course, sweet potatoes help with that. Why? It's because of the vitamin A and the beta carotene, great for overall vision. People who eat most beta carotene foods had a 40% lower risk of macular degeneration. I get a lot of questions about that. So there you go. It's the beta carotene, vitamin A, and the orange based foods. Cancer prevention is really strong too. Studies show that carrots reduce the risk of lung cancer, breast cancer, and colon cancer. Researchers have just discovered that falcarinol is a big piece of this, and the falcarinol is a natural pesticide produced by the carrot, and it protects its roots from fungal diseases. Carrots are also one of the common sources of this compound. They show a third lower cancer risk by carrot-eating mice. Of course, you know the little animal studies, how that deal goes. Anti-aging, of course, it's a big one. Beta-carotene acts as an antioxidant to cell damage done to the body through regular metabolism. It helps slow down the aging of the cells. It's got healthy glowing skin, too. It'll help. Vitamin A is great for your skin. Deficiency in vitamin A prevents the premature wrinkling, acne, dry skin, pigmentation issues, and blemishes. It also evens out the skin tone. It's a powerful antiseptic. So herbalists will always use it to help prevent infection. Of course, it just radiates beautiful skin. Carrots are used as an inexpensive facial mask. And you can mix the grated carrot with a little bit of honey. And there's actually recipes online. You can find that out. Prevents heart disease as well. Carrots not only have the beta-carotene, but they have alpha-carotene and lutein, which is great for heart disease and to support overall eye health. Helps reduce cholesterol because it binds with the bile salts in the body. I'm telling you, carrots are amazing. And you can juice them, too. A lot of people do that. Blending them, juicing them, whatever you want to do. Cleanses the body, too. It's great for, of course, the liver and the kidneys and for waste movement and increasing movement in the colon. It's good for teeth and gums, too. Of course, the carrots clean your teeth and your mouth because of the way you have to chew them and forms of the saliva. There's minerals in the carrots, too, that can prevent tooth damage. Prevent strokes as well. Here's a big one, which is kind of, strokes are actually coming on more and becoming more and more prevalent. Harvard University did a study, and they said people who ate more than 6 carrots a week are less likely to suffer a stroke than those who ate only 1 carrot a month or less. So, time to crank up the carrots. Tell you, if you don't like carrots, and you're looking for something to do with them, one of my favorite things to do with carrots is to get hummus dip, which is chickpeas, and basically olive oil mixed together. And you get the hummus and you take the little organic baby carrots and you put them in there. And it's better than, to me, it's almost better than potato chips and dip. It tastes so good. Of course, you get the crunch with the carrots. It's off the chart. So just a something, little something to show you on the snack. But carrots, start increasing them in your diet. Makes a big, big difference. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. We're going to come back and get to your phone calls and also get into some new topics coming around the corner. If you have gas and you want to know how to get rid of it, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure.
store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Wayne Daly from Midas Resources, March 28, 2013. Gold open today at $1,603.30. 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,643.53, a half ounce for $821.76, or a quarter ounce for $410.88. That's $1,643.53, $821.76, and $410.88.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a second. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your wealth. I'm going to kick it off now and go with Kathleen. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Yes, I've listened to you off and on, and I admire you. I think you have an excellent show. And
thank you.
I'd like to relate to you my experiences with my son. He's 51 years old, and 6 months ago, he had a massive hemorrhagic stroke. And it's like I said, 6 months ago, he's not improved very much. He's just now, it affected his left side, completely paralyzed, and just now he's getting very slight signs of life in his left arm, his left leg. His right side was affected somewhat to where it's not that he can rely on his right side to help him because it's been affected also. And I'm just wondering if he's getting therapy. And what else can be done for him?
There's a lot that can be done. I mean, have they done? I know they've done all the testing and all that, but has anyone worked with him from a natural perspective and given him any natural options?
No. However, I have read about an intravenous injection of magnesium and calcium combined with hyperbaric oxygen. And I'm wondering
right.
if you heard of that if that is as effective as the article says it is.
Yeah, it actually has some pretty good results behind it. That's very good. And his diet, as far as his eating habits, have you taken him gluten-free completely yet?
He was on, he had a tracheotomy then, and he's just going to get rid of that, Monday, and so he'll start eating again. But prior to this stroke, his diet was excellent. Lots of fruits and vegetables and good protein, exercise. He was in excellent condition.
The main thing you want to do when somebody has gone through something like this, regardless of their age, is to focus on high antioxidant levels. That's a big one. But also to look at overall brain chemistry, making sure that dopamine levels are where they should be. And, again, you can do that through nutrition. And, of course, I've got a lot of that listed there at the website. But you can go through and support healthy dopamine levels, also healthy acetylcholine levels, which can be very good. Rutin, of course, as you know, dealing with stroke and dealing with the integrity of the blood vessels, rutin, R-U-T-I-N, is very good, very supportive to the body as well. Keeping the omega-3 fats, have a lot of good research on it, too, in dealing with this. Of course, there's still, as in medicine they say, there's still an unknown factor in a lot of ways, but they do know what you can do to kind of support the body all the way around. So supporting the vessels is a big one. That's one thing you want to focus on. And keeping the nutrition very strong. I know he ate plenty of fruits and vegetables, but, you know, when you're dealing with this sort of thing, it's very good to have about 30% or so of your diet in healthy fats. So almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, you know, cooking with things like real butter, grapeseed oil, coconut oil, those kind of fats on a regular basis can do so much to support the body. And again, there is an unknown factor, but I mean, there are a lot of things that we do know. And some of the things that we do know is really just to give the body the nutrition that it needs. Medicine can do its magic, but I mean, at the same time, like with you right now trying to figure out, okay, what's the best thing to do long term? And I think if you ask different people in different fields, different specialties, you're going to get multiple answers. But if you ask a lot of the nutrition folks, you're probably going to get a lot of the same kind of answers. And that's, you know, regardless of what comes and goes, your nutrition has to remain the same. It has to stay strong. And that's what you really want to focus on as a big piece, okay? So keep me posted on how things go. And you can always shoot me an email as well there at the website. Go to healthcoachradio.com. Thanks so much for that call. 888-283-7272. Is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. Or go to the website, of course. You can do that as well. Now, if you deal with gas a lot, yes, I am talking about gas after you eat or when you eat, that uncomfortable bloating feeling, here's some things that can really help. So there's a lot of gas-producing foods. I want to tell you what those are. The issue the body can have with food combining can be another tough issue as well. But the vegetables that can lead to gas, they are things like onions and artichokes. They contain fructose, which is a type of sugar found in many fruits as well. Asparagus, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, these all can cause some issues as well. The fruits that are really big that contain sorbitol are prunes, apples, peaches, and pears. Those are the big ones. And, of course, gas-producing foods and starchy foods, high in the carbohydrates. You got all your gluten-based foods, bread, pasta, cereal, crackers. They all can lead to a lot of excess gas. Oatmeal is another big one. Believe it or not, I know you love your oatmeal, but oatmeal can lead to a lot of excess gas. One of the things you can do to avoid it, you're thinking, what can I do to avoid it? Do I take Beano or what do I do? Well, there's a lot of things, but digestive enzymes are one of the best. And if you've got issues breaking down proteins or breaking down carbohydrates, digestive enzymes can help tremendously. So you might want to look into that. Even with things like beans and that sort of thing, you want to have, once you've cleared the digestive tract out, you've got good healthy bacteria going on, and you've got the enzymes you need to break the foods down, then you'll be on your way. And that's kind of the deal. When you eliminate a lot of these foods out of your diet for a period of time, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, then your body, the bowels and everything will settle down, and it'll be a lot easier for the body to maintain, and you might find yourself not getting gassy. If you get gassy a lot, you've got an imbalance of the bacteria in the gut, and the colon is a little bit imbalanced. So you've got to work on clearing that up, and that typically will clear up the gas, and you'll be able to handle a lot of these foods. 888-283-7272. That's the phone number for the show. Give me a call, and we'll hit some more with your questions when we come back.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Being Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Over 50,000 satisfied squatting customers can't be wrong. If you suffer from difficult or painful bowel movements, join the thousands who are finding success with a Squatty Potty. Not a cleanse, ointment, or pill, Squatty Potty is a simple, lightweight, yet sturdy footstool that fits around any toilet and elevates your feet. Squatty Potty improves your posture, and that allows proper alignment of the colon. The result is faster, more effective elimination and relief from nagging constipation, hemorrhoids, IBS, and bloating. Loading. Squatty Potty is doctor recommended and endorsed and comes with a 60-day hassle-free money-back guarantee. The Squatty Potty, a healthy step in the right direction. Squatty Potty starts at just $34.95 and can only be ordered by calling 855-628-1099 or through our website, SquattyPotty.com, spelled SquattyPotty.com. Squatty Potty, healthy colon, happy life.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. We're going to go to John now on the phones. Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hey, hello. Thank you. This is John from Chicago. I'm trying to find out some information about particular illness. I'm not too well. I don't pretty much well understand it, but it's a product called Lupa, L-U-P-A. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, I have a person that has, and I'm just trying to figure out the severity of it and how it's caused and basically how it could be treated, if it could be treated. I know it can't be cured, but how does one person get that? And I know it affects mostly women, correct?
It does. It's called lupus is what it's called, and it's an autoimmune disease. And it's, yeah, I mean, it affects women, but it affects guys, too. And it can affect the connective tissue of the body. It's not really, really exciting. It's actually pretty tough, and it's an autoimmune disorder. So a lot of stress can bring it on. There's usually a genetic component to it. It's the immune system that just becomes hyperactive. It can attack normal tissues and The main issue with lupus that you have to be really concerned about, and of course there's rashes and things that go along with it, but you have to be really concerned about how it does attack the body. Because with lupus itself, I mean, it can create a lot of debilitating type issues, a lot of chronic fatigue, pain, of course, the skin rashes that are just really, really tough. And, you know, it can affect the kidneys. I mean, it can affect a lot of different organ systems in a negative way. So you want to reduce stress. So somebody has lupus, you want to reduce the stress in their life. You want to make sure that they're eating healthy, that they have good, healthy lifestyle habits. Those are some of the best things to combat it. Then you've got to figure out, okay, well, if it does have a strong autoimmune component to it, which arm of the immune system is more active? Is it the T1 helper cells or the T2 helper cells? You've got to kind of figure that out. And then once you figure that out, you can come up with a better game plan on what to do. But that is the typical key when you deal with lupus. There's a lot of things you can do. It's a very long conversation, but I would go, just so you know, if you're kind of researching it because you want to give her some good information and help her out, even though she's going the traditional medical route, lupus is one thing I would for sure get her to, you know, an alternative practitioner, maybe a naturopathic physician, have them take a look at her, because that can play a big role. It really can. They, you know, having someone that can really look at things from a more holistic perspective with lupus can make a big difference. So that's just a piece of advice there that can help you get someone on the team that can really look at it from that perspective. And it can help with the immune system. It can help with the overall process. And, you know, eating habits are important, but, you know, there's no just one supplement or one silver bullet that can really come in and just make things happen. It's an accumulation of overall lifestyle habits that can really prove to make a big difference. Okay, 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Now, prediabetes is kind of that phrase that we use right before someone gets, of course, diagnosed with diabetes. So to find out how a prediabetes diet can affect everyone, regardless of type 2 diabetes, here's a couple of little golden rules for healthy eating, they say, from the American Diabetes Association, just to pass it along. Skip the sugary drinks, no sweet tea, no juice, no soda, no sweetened lemonade, no mocha latte coffee creations. So they say my number one recommendation is people don't drink your sugar. Boric said, he's a physician, says that all sugary drinks out there are a real risk factor for obesity. I agree. Now, pull back on the portions. You can still eat many of the foods you like, just have smaller portions of them. I don't agree with that so much. I think that you need to have your lower inflammatory whole-based foods and stay away from the processed foods. It's not just portion size. It's quality of the foods you're eating. All of that is vitally important. You want to make sure that you've got high quality in the foods that you're eating. Very, very important. I mean, keep the portion sizes not big, that's for sure, but you want to make sure you get quality. Fill up on the fiber. Eat plenty of high fiber foods, including fresh vegetables and fruits, beans and whole grains. Fiber helps you feel full longer and can help you eat less and avoid weight gain. This is very true, and it helps with colon cancer, just so you know. I'm just saying, be choosy about fats. Your diets should actually have about 25% of healthy fat. That's your almonds, your walnuts, your nuts, your seeds, your healthy oils. Those are all great. Drink alcohol only in moderation. Men should have no more than 2 drinks a day, and women no more than 1. A drink is 12 ounces of beer, 5 ounces of wine, or 1.5 ounces of distilled spirits, about 80 proof. Choose lean meats. To easily identify the lean red meats, look for cuts that have word round or loin in their name. They're, of course, the leaner cuts. Opt for the white meat, chicken, and turkey without the skin. And add fish to your diet 2 or 3 times a week as part of a diet that can help in diabetes prevention. Make sure to bake, broil, roast, or grill instead of frying to keep it all lean. Stay hydrated. That's a big one. Drink plenty of water. I've got mine right here. And also, people that make the mistake that when you're thirsty, that's when you need to drink water. But actually, by the time you're thirsty, you're extremely dehydrated. So staying hydrated actually helps lower your blood sugar, which you should do anyway, and also helps with blood pressure-related issues as well. Diet and exercise always go hand-in-hand for diabetes. If you get the little buzzword from your doctor that you're pre-diabetic, get your butt in the gym or get out and get walking, because 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, there's a little tip right there, can increase your overall fitness level, but can also help in a disease level too, or health challenge level. And the best way to prevent type 2 diabetes, they say, is to follow a healthy lifestyle, which includes making smart food choices, and your diet needs a little bit of a makeover. It's okay, but make sure you exercise, drink plenty of water, plenty of rest, and avoid the stress. All of that is a key. It is. Lifestyle choices, it's what it comes down to. Totally comes down to. And so many people struggle with it. It's pretty amazing. And on this show, that's what we want to focus on, is helping you develop better lifestyle choices. Let's go now to JR. Hi, JR.
How you doing, Doc? Nice talking to you.
Yeah, same here. What's up?
Can you hear me okay? I'm on a speakerphone in my office.
I can hear you great, JR.
Okay, wonderful. I've been listening to you back and forth, back and forth. I'm an ex-Navy SEAL. I've been around the horn a few times, and I have diabetes. Cool. My wife has it, too. And I was wondering, I'm very hip on vitamins and minerals and things of that nature, but I'm sure you're smart enough that you know a whole lot more than me, and because I've been listening to you a long time. If you and listen to how you tell and help other people, and you've really done a great job of that, and we appreciate it.
Thank you very much. So you're trying to figure out what you can do with diverticulitis and avoid it and help kind of overcome it, right?
Yeah, it's an agitating, aggravating thing. You have to eat all the time and keep, you know, I found out two ways I can go, but I'm sure you have a better way that I can keep an empty stomach, and it's terrible if I don't eat something all the time. And in fact, my wife's in the hospital in Hendersonville right now with just that.
Oh, wow.
And, yeah, they found that she had, and it, yeah, it's a very painful thing.
It is, and do you find that certain foods flare it up for both of you?
Well, yeah, there's certain things you can't eat. I can't eat grits. I love grits. Back where I come from, we call it Georgia ice cream. But it just doesn't. And corn and things of that nature. Just have to watch that thing to eat. But, Doc, ain't there something that you can kind of help you? I need a helper, that's all. Sometimes I don't know what to do. When I do the wrong, the trial and error is not the answer, but I just need a helper. Is there anything you can take, minerals and vitamins or something that's helpful for that?
Yeah, one of the main things for diverticulitis, there's little pockets down the digestive tract that get irritated. They're called diverticuli. And when they get irritated, itis means inflammation. That's why they call it diverticulitis. And the old adage is you don't want to eat nuts. You know, the doctors get real. It's kind of our little thing of, you know, don't eat the nuts. Stay away from almonds and peanuts and all that because it can flare it up. Well, they can, but other foods can too. So one of the first things you want to do when you're dealing with diverticulitis is, you know, after you've already seen your physician and all that jazz, if there's really nothing laid out for you, it's not really about minerals and vitamins. It's about the type of foods that you're eating on a regular basis. So with diverticulitis, you want to make sure on a regular basis that you're getting the right kind of foods. And when I say that, you want to get foods like fermented foods are really good. Kimchi, which is a type of cabbage type food. Also, the fermented milk products. Yogurt, goat's milk yogurt's really good, can be quite helpful. But plenty of probiotics. Aloe vera is very good too, but you want to keep the bacteria healthy within the gut. And the more you do that, the less irritated that it will get. Your food choices are going to be very, very important. And low inflammatory foods always help. Staying away from the grains for a period of time, maybe for about 3 weeks, to let your body kind of chill out and settle out. Then you can add them back in. You know, play around with some of the different food choices and see how it responds, because it's not just some, like, I always call it a silver bullet, but there's no just one supplement to take to make it go away. It's about your daily habits. Stress plays a big role too. Emotional stress can drive the gut. Thanks for the call.
looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area, 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call a wellness provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
The Get Prepared Expo is coming. Practical advice. Affordable solutions. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Over 175 seminars and exhibits. Water, food, shelter, guns, ammo. Prepare to survive now. Meet GCN's Vincent Finelli. Get Prepared Expo. Cowan Civic Center, Lebanon, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th. Discount $8 passes and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
March into Big Spring Preparedness Savings this month at BePrepared.com. Through tomorrow only, Emergency Essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored HydroPack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off, only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP. And we'll throw in a free $50 Emergency Essentials gift card. The March sale ends tomorrow at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. It's your show. Of course, the show, your health is your greatest wealth. What are you struggling with? Diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, fibromyalgia, the list goes on and on. But the reality is that the body can get sick, it can also get well. So don't lose hope in that. You can always change, but of course, you have to be willing to change. And it comes down to our choices that we make every single day. Let's go on now and talk with Susan. Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thank you for your time and your expertise and your willingness to help people.
Sure, darling.
I have an issue in regards to, I had a hysterectomy 16 years ago when I was 40 years old. I had a 5.5-pound tumor. Basically went in really not knowing what I was going to be dealing with, came out, was offered to take or suggested to take hormones, and I chose not to just because of the fear that prior, about 4 years prior, I had, my mother had passed away from breast cancer, and my brother had cancer. So I just had heard that hormones could create the possibility of increasing the possibility for cancer. So I just didn't take anything. Well, the result is 15, 16 years later, 80 pounds heavy, don't feel like a woman anymore. And just wanted to know, is there anything natural, and where would you suggest that I start?
Well, that's okay. The answer is yes. I mean, there are things naturally you can do to support your overall hormone system. I mean, your fat, there's estrogen making the fat cells your whole life, okay? So it's about managing your overall lifestyle. It's, you can use things like black cohosh, blue cohosh, either one, to support your different hormone levels. You can also do wild yamroot, which is great, supports healthy progesterones. But one thing you definitely want to do is get blood tested, or get blood work done, and go to your physician. Have them check testosterone, estradiol, estrone, estriol. There's three main estrogens you want to have checked. Progesterone is always a good one to have looked at. Don't jump on hormone therapy just to jump on it. You also want to look at a couple of things as well, because there's different factors. Like, for example, the thyroid gland or the pituitary gland could not be working that well. The adrenal glands could be low in function and low in output. And if that's the case, then of course, you've got to go a different direction in how you take care of the body. So in understanding all of that, you have to realize, okay, well, I've got to make sure everything gets in balance. You've got to figure out what that means. And you've got to find out. That's why blood testing is so critical, in my opinion. And I think it gives such good overall information that your body needs. So when you're looking at balancing hormones and you're looking at feeling good and having the energy level that you used to, people think, well, that's not possible. Well, it is possible. Because for a male, for example, testosterone levels drop after the age 35. It slowly declines. It's just part of life and part of the aging process. If you ask most guys that get low testosterone and they go to the doctor and they get the injections or they get the creams, ask them if they notice a huge difference. A lot of guys will say, well, I noticed it for a little while, and then it kind of changed, and I didn't really notice it anymore. Well, that's because your body can only handle so much hormone before it will start kind of just regulating itself. And usually there's a nutritional factor of why the body is not functioning at its peak level, and you have to figure out what that is. So that's why the testing is important. That's why having someone that knows and understands nutritional type ways of looking at the body is very important too. So, again, in the situation you're in, it's about balance, and you want to get your testing done to figure that out. You want to do things like avoid soy products, keep your protein levels at a moderate level, keep your healthy fats. So if you're worried about not getting the right kind of fats in. You want to make sure that you get fats in because, you know, fats don't make you fat. They actually keep your hormone systems working at a peak level. Why? Because hormones are made from fats themselves. So all that is really important. But are you eating well? Like have you modified a lot of things in your lifestyle? Do you exercise, say, 4 to 5 days a week? Have you done any of that?
No. I work in an accounting office, and I've sat behind the desk 10 to 12 hours a day.
You sit all day?
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
All day.
Yeah. All right, so here's the deal. Here is your little tidbit that we're going to take away from this phone call or this radio call. The one thing you want to do is you want to start exercising. And you have to create a habit first. So even though you sit all day, and I know it's, you know, right in the middle of the season, you have to carve out 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week. And I say have to gently. I know that could be tough, but you think about it. It's right now, the most important thing is about creating the habit. And it's not so much about going in and working out for an hour. It's about just getting there. Because if I can just get you there and get you into an elliptical machine or a treadmill or whatever, 5 days a week, if I can just get you there and do that over time, then you'll start developing these habits. And that makes a huge difference. Because I can probably tell you, encourage you to start eating, you know, more proteins and cut out the grains and the starches. And you can probably do that. But the exercise in the middle of a busy lifestyle like you're talking about, it matters. But it really matters. I mean, what will happen is, just like as you, in finances, you start putting money away like in a something simple like a Roth IRA. And you look back over 15 years and think, wow, how did I get all this money? Because of the compound interest and all that jazz. Well, the same is true with our health. The little things that we do every single day, when you have a health challenge that has you so frustrated, right, can make a big difference. So I would look into quite a bit of that. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fare, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fare is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fare's Welcome Home at earthfare.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, AT to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fare every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fare, please visit earthfare.com.